I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Since it first ran in 1999, The Great Gatsby has only been performed at the Metropolitan Opera in New York and the Lyric Opera of Chicago. And a lot of the reason for that was its size. In the original production, there were 85 musicians, and its length made it difficult for union orchestras to avoid going into overtime.
We have reorchestrated the orchestral part, the pit orchestra part, so that we could have 35 musicians rather than 85, actually 31 musicians.
Nicole Paimon, music director of Ensemble Parallel, says more than 2 years ago they started discussions about how to create a chamber version of the score without taking away its power. So they commissioned composer Jacques Desjardins.
Because a composer needs to do it, and Mr. Harbison was not interested in doing it, though he was very interested in having it done, because I think he realizes that his opera will be performed more if there are less musicians needed in the pit.
So how to reduce the forces in the pit without making it sound anemic? Paimon says Desjardins knows how to get more instrumental bang for the buck.
If you don't want it to sound like a reduction, knowing how combination of instruments create other sounds, you do what you call timbral combination. So you combine a flute with a bass clarinet, and it's going to give you the sound of perhaps a second horn. And so we reorchestrated it that way so that it would then sound as rich and lush as the original version, but without as many instruments.
The production has been in close communication with composer John Harbison, who also agreed to almost a half hour's worth of cuts from the original that director Brian Stauffenbiel and Paimon felt slowed the momentum of the drama. She says the cuts in duration and orchestral forces should help the opera to get more performances. The Great Gatsby opens tonight at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.